Nightline with Chris Ilsley for Graham Maybury. Talking birds.
Yes, welcome along to the program. 922 11 882 is our telephone number. This hour we're going to find out about a couple of people or a couple of representatives we're going to have a chat to from a couple of groups who've won some very, very good awards at the recent Australian Information Industry Association State and National Awards. Sounds most impressive. Imagine this. Here we are in West Australia, and everyone thinks that West Australia means wait a while. Well, it doesn't. We do come up with some very good ideas in West Australia, and sometimes we don't give ourselves credit for it. There are two West Australian groups who've done well in the recent Australian Information Industry Association State and National Awards. Cisco is one of them, and the other one, believe it or not, is related to police communications. We'll find out more after the break.
Until midnight, Chris Ilsley for Graham Maybury.
I can tell you there's a couple of groups in West Australia who've done pretty well in the recent Australian Information Industry Association State and National Awards. Try saying that three times fast morning after the night before. Cisco, that's right, not to be confused with Cisco Kid, but Cisco won the Education and Training category in the State Awards and also received a Merit Award in the ZDNet Community category at the Nationals. The Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired is a world-first school and provides advanced IT education and employment opportunities for people who are either totally or partially blind. On the phone right now, Helen Armstrong. How are you, Helen?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell me about this award that you've won, and more specifically, what you've won it for. I mean, the moment it was for something to do with IT, I thought, you beauty, people who are blind can still get to use technology.
Yes, actually, people that are blind use a lot of technology. They use things called assistive technologies, which help them use their computers, and it actually translates the text that they see on the screen
into words
that they can hear.
And I'll tell you something, get an email from a blind person and they're the only person who can spell.
Oh, some of them are a bit dyslexic, but most of them are pretty good.
Well, oddly enough, I've got two blind people who email me regularly and their spelling is superb.
That's good.
And I'll tell you why, because of course the software can also convert voice back into text.
Yes.
And if you know how to do that, and you've got it well trained for your voice, it will do the job.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what have you developed that they said, hey, this is pretty good, tell us about it.
Well, seeing that the blind people can use computers fairly well, this means that setting up computer networks is not too much of a problem for them. Because computer networks are logical in nature, once you've actually plugged all the cables in...
That's why I like them, yep.
Yeah, that's right. So someone sitting at a workstation can manage a whole network without actually having to physically go and pull out plugs. So we thought, hey, this is great. If we can get them internationally standard, accredited training packages, then these people are going to be much better set up to get jobs.
Can I ask a question?
Hmm.
Why should that only be for blind people? Have you got any idea how much equipment has been smashed by somebody putting the plug in the wrong hole and then thinking it doesn't work?
Oh, yes, we get that all the time. Yes, we do get that all the time. No, blind people tend to be a lot more gentle if they do have to use the equipment, and they're very sure before they put the plug into the port that it's the right one.
It's amazing. Who came up with the idea?
Actually, it was Ian Murray. He's the other project manager that works with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we set this up, and we work jointly with Curtin University,
mm-hmm.
Cisco Systems internationally. They've got their main office in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Association for the Blind here in WA.
Right. That's amazing, because often the best ideas come from somebody saying, you know, why don't we just do this?
Mm.
And whereas you obviously need technical people to make it a reality, people who understand how these things work, sometimes the good ideas start with somebody who doesn't actually have any technical knowledge but just is a user and says, I would really like the machine to be able to do this, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you have a chat to ye old neighbourhood computer geek and say, this is what I need it to do. Will you go away and write a program and make it happen?
That's right.
And they then come back and say, is this what you want? Yeah, yep, close. But there's a couple of other things here, here and here. Yep, okay. And they take another couple of minutes and They type in a little bit more binary and code, and then off she goes. And they often prove to be the best computer programs of the lot.
Yes. We're very, very much in touch with what the visually impaired people need. Ian's brother is actually blind.
Do they tell you?
Oh, yes, they tell us.
Good.
They don't hold back.
No, well, nor should they. Because the only way you'll get what you want is if somebody comes around and says, you know, I really need this. And when they say, oh, and by the way, this is for your benefit. When they say, oh, look, that can't do that. Well, go and get somebody to write a program to make it do that. Mm. That's the correct answer, isn't it, Helen?
Mm. Yes, they're not actually writing programs. They're actually managing the computer networks. So the networks that actually make up the internet and things like that, they're the sort of networks that we're training these people to.
Yeah, well, usually you end up having to get some IT bloke to come and fix those things, which are notorious for problems.
That's right. Well, that means the blind people can do their own computer networks at home first. They don't have to rely on someone else to come and help them.
Which means that their computer networks are probably going to be the most reliable and longest running.
Oh, definitely.
Well, look, congratulations on this. Congratulations on your award. Think of a few more ideas and make them happen, and let's talk next year.
Oh, we'd love to.
Now, as we mentioned, a couple of Australian groups done pretty well in the recent Australian Information Industry Association state and national awards.